This week's episode of the Chat Wheel is brought to you by CyberPower PC, www.cyberpowerpc.com. If you need a new computer, you should definitely go there, because Greg has a great computer, I hear. I hate him. Hey everybody, it's November 12th. Welcome to Chat Wheel. I'd like to introduce everybody to this week's host, Greg. What is it, Blaird?
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing a little better than okay so far. I mean, it's only 7, so my day could go severely downhill. You know, there's still a couple hours left in the day before I go back to sleep, and you know, who knows what's going to happen. Yesterday, my dog almost tried to jump out a window, so that would have been bad.
Isn't that your roommate's dog?
Yeah, it's my roommate's dog, yeah.
Objection.
He almost jumped out the window. There wasn't a screen there, and the window was open, and I saw him jump on my bed and stick his head out the window.
Amazingly enough, that's not the first bitch to try to jump out Greg's window.
Okay, my dog is a male, but that was still a good joke. I enjoy it. All right, that's it, though.
Greg, we haven't done this since the first episode, so why don't you tell everyone who's listening a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm a Dota 2 caster. I started with Ghoster Gamers a while ago, probably a year ago. I don't know, something around there. And now I don't cast for Ghoster Gamers anymore. We have a website over at whatiship.tv that has interviews and things like that. There hasn't been that much new stuff besides Chat Wheel in the last couple weeks, but I am going to MLG Columbus next weekend, so there'll be a lot of stuff on there. And more recently, I've been casting for Neo Dota for the EEL and NEL, where I met our esteemed guest.
We'll get to him in just a moment. Mason, Wade Dota Ciotti, how you doing?
Hey, Darius, how you doing, buddy?
Good. Why don't you tell everyone about yourself, because you're much shorter than Greg, unfortunately.
We're really assuming that we're getting this many more people listening to the show, huh?
You never know. I mean, just in case.
I mean, that's true.
5, maybe 6.
Maybe 3. Hey, everybody. My name is Mason. White Elephant Hills is the full nickname, or just Way.
He didn't realize that a 4-syllable nickname was horrible. 3 is the limit, man. I hate mine.
That's 5. You can't
Whatever.
Fucking count.
It's close enough. It's more than
4,
three.
5, 3 numbers. Who needs them?
Mine is 3, and it's too long.
Anyway, yeah,
you
I'm a student.
To what?
Yeah, I'll just change my name to Fuck Greg. We'll go with that.
So anyway,
I am a student. I was hired onto the What Is Hip staff back in January now. Jesus fuck, I've been with you guys way too long. I was promised piles and piles of esports riches.
You got them, man. You've got piles and piles of esports riches, just not real riches.
You're living the dream, buddy.
I have lots of hats.
This is the top, man. Can't, you even where to become, go, but up, never down, Vermeer.
You even became the EIC at Quantic. Are you still fucking doing that? I don't even heard about it.
I mean, yeah. How much is being done is questionable, but I still hold the title, and that is what counts, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about the titles.
That's true.
So yeah, I have many hats. Most of them are commons, and I'm still waiting on the money and bitches that Greg has promised me. Other than that, I'm actually relatively new to the Dota 2 scene, only in it for about a year and a half so far, but enjoying my time, trying to make a name for myself, and eventually taking over Greg, so yeah.
I think the underlying plot here is that everyone wants to overthrow me.
Just pretty so much.
Everyone knows.
The day we joined, right, we were really happy to be here.
Apparently I'm an oppressive dictator.
Yeah, the next day, we were already planning the mutiny.
I mean, it's true.
Now, our very, very special guest this week, Joseph Helium Cunningham.
I'm so special. Last minute, I'm so special.
That's what Greg does. Don't take it personally. That's what
he does.
Yeah,
that's just... I'm generally like, hey, want to come on my podcast? Sure, when is it? Oh, it starts in 5 minutes. They're like, oh.
I'm the very special guest, though. That's fine.
Yeah.
So a little bit about me. I started out casting on my own, trying to build my own sort of studio to get noticed, and that was FMBP Dota, so talk about too many syllables. That was a mistake.
Yeah, what the hell?
Wasn't easy. And then even Healy Umbrella is too hard. We already went over that. Too hard to follow on Twitter. We'll see what I change it to. But I started out casting there. Started casting with Sivo, which if anyone played Counter-Strike, it was a big thing back in the golden age of Counter-Strike. But they're back and they're pushing Dota 2 now. So we're going to see where that goes. And then also, as Greg mentioned, casting NEL, EEL. Neo Dota saw me hashtag hard work and dedication casting there. casting 8 or 9 games a night, and they decided to put me on as a commentator on the Neo Dota staff. So that's where I am now, doing NEL, EEL. I'm the official Sunday Evening Cup Series caster, and also working with Sivo for Play Sivo now.
Nice. We're really happy to have you on, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Happy to be here. I'm happy I don't have any beer because I got to go cast here pretty soon, so can't be drinking beforehand.
This is the yell they're talking about.
We have some seriously different casting strategies then.
We gotta sit down and talk to you now.
I'm casting Sivo first. NEL, I would drink and cast.
So it's NEL, I guess that's always drinking cast. It's just NEL, you know, it's a different sort of mindset than most casting. It's like a bunch of guys just sitting around watching Dota. That's how I imagine it, at least. I have a lot of fun doing the NEL. Good time.
The NEL is wonderful.
Top tier flame.
So as for me, my name is Darius. Real name is Barry Levesque. I've been in video games all my life. Owned a Nintendo when I was 4. In 1985, I still have that in the other room. I was a senior editor for Sega Dojo, which was an IGN affiliate, way back in 2000 when I was 18. If you do the math now, I'm older than dirt. In terms of gaming, I'm 31. It's true.
Yeah, fucking
I really am. I mean,
you've been playing video games longer than I've been alive.
Really, it's true. I've been playing since I was 4. My mother bought me a Nintendo when we were playing Zelda on a black and white television. She used to beat Zelda, the original, in 2 hours. No one would believe her, so she would videotape it on a VCR and give the tape to people. So even my mom.
Speedrunning
was born with your mother.
Yep, pretty much.
Hold on. I have a question.
Sure.
What's a VCR? No, I'm just kidding.
It's the same thing that came out after Betamax. You should know that one.
VCR was in my time. Betamax was before my time.
What the hell? Yeah, I actually have no idea what a Betamax is, so let's move on from there.
We don't have time enough in the day for me to explain it to you. But anyway,
I was your age.
I'm seriously feeling like that as I get older. Anyway, I've been playing games all my life. I got into Dota back in March of 2012, so I'm kind of semi-new to it, but I'm getting there. It's been over a year and some change. So.
Still feeds like a motherfucker, don't worry.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy. The only time you stack with the pros is when you actually have them in your party. So anyway, that's me in a nutshell. Let's get on to the news. First things first, it's about 20 minutes of us gloating and taking credit for something. Great base Volvo has given us Diretide.
God damn it. I wish they had just silently updated it so you can't gloat. Because all I did last week was bitch and moan. Well, you bitched and moaned about how they should have said something. And I said, who gives a fuck? They shouldn't say anything at all. Just do whatever they want.
And then they come out and like...
Literally the next day, something. I was fucking at work and I was leaving work and I was like... Looking through Twitter, blah, 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 and I see this Team Liquid link. It was like, Volvo update for, or Valve, god damn it, Valve update for Diretide, and I was like, oh, weird. And I clicked it, and I started, like, reading through it, and Team Liquid is always, like, the latest on the news, no offense, but they're always, like, an hour or two behind, so it's like, I feel like I would have heard about this by now. And, like, reading through, and it's like, man, this looks great, there's no way this is real, and I get to the bottom, and it's like, an actual Dota 2 link, and I was like, wow, well, I guess base Volvo, man.
And that was the day that Greg ate shit and died.
Every time he fights me on things, he's like, no way, man. You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about. I'm Greg fucking what is hip Laird. I know everything. And then it, like the next day, he's like, hey, Greg, psst, fuck you. And then I show him a link. So basically what happened was they came on and they said, whenever we made a significant mistake, we spent a bunch of time looking at it. How it happened, blah, blah, blah. They said they had a huge update in the works. It looked like it would be finished in time for Halloween. They didn't want to stop because they figured you'd be unhappy with them because they were working on something else for Diretide. And then it wasn't trivial to turn on Diretide because the code base has changed completely. they underestimated how much we wanted Diretide, and then they made the decision. They didn't recheck it because the decision was made a long time ago, and a couple people were like, hey, you know, maybe we should revisit this, and they were like, nah, we're cool, bro. Let's just keep doing this, and then the internet exploded upon themselves in terms of Dota scene. That's pretty much that in a nutshell, and now they're bringing out Diretide. But it, for me, it wasn't about Diretide. I don't think anyone – I mean, people wanted Diretide somewhat, but it more became, what the fuck, Valve? Why aren't you saying anything? That was what really it turned into, a communication issue, in my opinion.
Let's go to Oh, we're going to me? All right, I was going to take over anyway. I think it was also a lack of updates beforehand. Sure, they put on TI3, which was incredible, and I don't think a lot of people realize, you know, how big of a process that was, putting on an event of that size, that professional. But lack of updates, lack of content, no new heroes. What was it? Abaddon was the last one, or Abaddon, if we want to be proper.
I don't even know if they count.
4 months there? It's been about 4 months since he was added a little bit, I think a month before TI3. A lack of updates there, and then I think the internet, especially Dota fans, just wanted something to complain about more than we wanted Diretide, because personally, I didn't even care about Diretide. I played it twice, it was fun, it was cute, but other than that...
It was July 12th is when it came out. So it's now... 4 months.
Yeah, that's 4 months. That's exactly 4 months.
Yeah.
Oh, I did my research.
Look at that time.
God damn.
And that 5 minutes of notification I had to be on the show.
You are better than we are.
Too pro for me, man.
Greg, we're kicking you out again.
Yeah. Helium, you're a new fourth person, third person. So anyway, it's coming next update. They said they're working on something big, and that's pretty much all she wrote on it for the moment. We're all just kind of waiting to see. They said it's soon, so hopefully maybe next week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Everyone, as they finish the patch, everyone's starting to move on to Diretide and fixing that up.
Yeah, dude, Dota has gone down, like, the Steam network has gone down, like, 3 times today, and every single time on r/Dota2/new, there's like, oh my god, the Steam network is down, and it's nothing, and their people are so sad. It's really funny. I think... It sounded like people, I mean, there's some speculation the patch is going to come out like sometime this week, but I don't know, you know, I have no idea, so.
Well, Wednesday is test client night, so we still haven't quite missed the deadline.
Yeah.
It's in final testing.
It was, yeah. What do you guys think is going to be in the patch? I feel like there's going to be at least one hero.
I mean, the question is, how big is this big update going to be? Is this going to be a big update?
I think a hero is a pretty huge patch.
I think it's going to be more than one hero. They've been doing the spirits thing for a while.
But could it be more than one hero, or could it be, like, more than that, you know?
I feel like...
Or could it be, like, 1,000 more hats? I mean, let's be real.
Yeah, that, you know?
That's
all I want. Just more hats.
All I want to do is play dress-up. I don't even play Dota anymore. I just stare at my characters in the loadout screens and just stroke my wallet.
I feel like a big update for them would be, you know, it sounds to me kind of like there's going to be, you know, I agree. It looks like there's going to be maybe two new heroes, Storm Spirit model update,
yep.
Diretide, maybe some custom modes. That would be a fucking giant update.
See, the custom modes is what
the
I'm
custom
sort
modes
of like,
is the one that I'm least confident will be included in the patch.
I'm not anticipating it.
I would be pleasantly
but
surprised.
But at the same time, I'm hopefully anticipating it.
Yeah, I understand. I'm there.
I think something else will be coming. Go ahead.
I think with that little JPEG that they released, that little teasing ability icon that looked like a new updated Primal Split or something, mm-hmm. I want to say I'm going to put my rares on it being Ember Spirit, even though we haven't seen anything or heard anything, Earth Spirit might be coming out, and the Storm Spirit remodel that they've been teasing for a long time.
We did see icons, and did we see icons? I remember we saw portraits of the two.
We saw textures as well.
Yeah, so...
For Earth or for
only
Ember?
Only for Ember Spirit.
For Jhin.
I think it's going to be like a triple Spirit update. I think we're going to be talking about this in a little bit, but touch base on it. I think they're going to put something in there with sponsored sets by teams, and not by teams, but by players. There have been like four of them, and we'll talk about it later, but I think that's going to be coming in there as well. Just because Bronto Thunder said, I know you guys have seen a lot about this. This ties into something you'll be talking about and seeing really soon. With a TM in parentheses. So I think that's going to show up maybe in the patch, something to help out players with their kind of paying for playing. You know what I mean? Because that's one of the major issues with esports right now is if you're not EG or a big team, you can't do this for a job. In my opinion.
Yeah, I'm there with that, I think.
Yeah.
So next up,
the same for casting as well.
Yeah, let's get some caster sets out there. We'll just give, like, we'll make like headphones and standing microphone cosmetics.
Helium needs like a courier. It's going to involve balloons.
We'll just give you the B-roll.
Oh, that'd be sick.
You can have the
trademark right now.
You know what would be kind of cool?
Trademark balloons.
Is that common domain?
No.
I think so. Mason?
What if they did like? What if they did an announcer pack that was like a combination of some of the big casters? Like, they got, like, Toby, AC, like, Draskalberto, and, like, a few other people, and just did, like...
You would cut him off.
So many shots fired. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, AC, I love you.
I can't even... Shots.
My God.
But, like, God!
Oh, that's
bagel
funny.
Breadstick!
No! I don't know if I can correctly do the Australian no. That's a beast in its own.
Oh my God.
It's like no with an R. It's like no. Anyway, that would be kind of cool to have like a multi-caster announcer pack sort of thing. I wouldn't mind that. Mostly because I just would want to listen to Toby scream black hole every time I played in the game.
That would be Toby's only line.
I think it's a good idea if I'm included in it. Otherwise, it's a horrible idea.
I mean, of course you can be included.
Not you know who can't? Sleep. Black hole!
The only person who can't be included is Mott.
Oh, I thought you were going to say me.
I know. I was expecting Greg, too.
Well, I mean, you too.
Wait, why are we flaming Mott?
I don't know. I just... All
right, fair enough.
He hasn't proved... You haven't proved it to me, Mott. You haven't proved it to me.
Poor Mott.
Show me you want it.
Show me your nips.
The week after it comes on.
I demand Mott nips.
Dude, every time I go on Twitter now, my who to follow is Mott's nips.
Yeah, that's come up multiple times.
God, all right.
Well, Suns fan and Reeves did one, didn't they? They did an announcer pack on the workshop.
Did they?
Yeah, It was a long time ago. But
I
they
would
did one,
fucking
was,
love to have a Reeves announcer pack.
They even had the Monster Kill stuff. Go Google it.
Really?
It's on there.
I will have to look that
up. There's a video about it. They were trying to do it. And they also had the courier. They did too.
There's way too many goddamn hats to keep up with.
I mean, we are playing hat 2, so.
Yeah, that's true. Fair enough.
So let's move on to Dignitas and that whole shitstorm. The most Dignitas. Why don't we recap it?
You want me to give the summary?
Yeah, go ahead.
With some detailed info?
You're the NA Dota expert. All right,
so, oh my God, in a world where I'm the NA Dota expert, it's a sad world. Well, PBD was originally trying out for the team, and then he was removed, I guess you could call it, for B-Diz. B-Diz at that point, then he decided that he was going to retire. He had with higher ambitions, perhaps casting or playing Path of Exile professionally. That was a joke, people. That was a joke.
He's been on Path of Exile for like the last 48 hours.
He loves Path of Exile. Then after that,
we'll have a duel to the death.
They had the trip to Korea, in which Korok was extremely noticeably absent for no reason. And basically what came out around that was Korok didn't communicate with management. Okay, this is at least one side. Korok kind of like went on Twitter and like vaguely said something, and I wasn't really convinced, to be honest. But anyway, they said that he didn't really communicate that he wasn't going to be able to go to Korea, and they didn't find out until like the day of the flights, blah 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 blah. And then after the Korea trip is over, they wanted to talk to him. They said his attitude is really poor about the whole situation, so they basically forcibly removed him from the team. And Odie had some choice words for him, which I have not really seen in esports.
Some
stadium
very
before.
Choice words.
Yeah, that's kind of that's not really
harsh.
Normal.
Yeah, it might have been a little harsh, but I mean, how
unprofessional the better
be?
Word. I don't know how
yeah,
bad the situation
I mean,
got for them, but
I would be extremely upset if one player screwed over my entire roster.
I mean, I would absolutely be upset, and I could understand reacting like that in private, but to basically, like, be speaking like that as a representative of the organization...
Yeah. Okay, well, maybe not so much. That quote was not on their website. I'm going to say it was on the new On Gamers website. Slasher is willing to take anything and publish it. He is a ruthless motherfucker.
And, all right, we're hitting everybody today.
He's good at what he does, but he is ruthless. And I wouldn't be surprised if that was something that was said as sort of an offhand remark that he just published. Either way, regardless, that was a pretty intense statement. And then after that, there was some fallout. Bleak decided that he was going to leave the team. My understanding is that Bleak decided he was going to leave the team, and then Theban1437 decided that he was also going to leave the team after Bleak decided he was going to leave. It was sort of a little avalanche effect. And to my understanding, Bleak is going to be done with Dota for a while after just returning. Makes me kind of sad. Theban is still planning on doing Dota for the next couple months and seeing what happens. And then that left Demon and Infinity. Well, today, another announcement came out that the Dignitas team is pulling the plug on just that team. The original articles were a little bit deceiving. There's been a couple edits, a couple of Reddit posts by the author saying that it's not the whole entire division, just the squad, so that team is no longer around. So that left Demon and Infinity out in the cold. Demon, today on his stream, as well as a couple other places, has said that he does have a team that he's looking to bring to Columbus, but basically he needs to get invited by Adam. So that's sort of the summary of the situation for the last week with Dignitas.
Poor Demon.
Jesus.
Left holding his dumbbells.
I feel, okay, I normally don't really say that I feel bad for Demon, because, you know, most people would, like, kill to do what he does, but I feel really bad for Demon. Like, he was so goddamn close to going to Columbus now, twice.
I know.
Like, once, oh, he would have won the qualifier, then the second time, his team literally blows up from under him, and the organization pulls out the rug, and now he's trying to go again, and I, you know...
It wasn't
whether,
even my fault this
whether,
time.
Yeah, that time it wasn't even my fault.
Go to the gym.
Anything.
And, you know...
My arms look like shit now.
I know, he skipped like a week of gym days, man. I hope whatever team it is, that somehow they figure out a way to make that happen. You guys can go, and then I'll talk a little bit more about what I think that team's going to be.
I mean, my question would be, so if Demon, and possibly Infinity, and rumors of PPD, manage to get themselves together a team, should they be the ones who are invited to take the spot at MLG because they're sort of Dignitas, or should they pull, like, maybe Stay Free or Shadow Fiend Eats Cake, you know, one of the other teams from the qualifiers?
Okay,
or
so
should they pull
thing.
Something entirely different?
Here's all right, since you already just went to it, I'll just talk about it.
Oh, there's only so much left.
I've heard a lot of rumors and, like, heard a lot of things from different people that the team that Demon is going to be looking to form up with is going to be the rest of Stay Free.
Hell yeah. Okay.
So Zai, PPD, those guys. I have
Corey.
No idea.
Don't forget Corey.
Corey. Yep. I have no idea if sorry to the rest of Stay Free, who I just ditched really hard. I don't know if Infinity is part of that or anything, but I know that Demon does have a team that he basically asked to be invited to MLG for as the ninth team. I have no idea if that's the actual team, but that's what I've heard. So, thought I'd put it out there. I'm sure by the time this goes out, it might already be out who the actual team is, and I'm like an idiot, but that's what I've heard. And I would be so okay if that was the team.
I mean, that kind of makes sense, and I think that's fair for the most part. Stay Free was third in the qualifiers, right?
Yep.
So they would logically be the next team to go.
Yeah,
so,
well,
I guess,
hard to say, because you could say, like, maybe Joyconauts deserve to go because they're the second-place team at Columbus, or maybe Stay Free deserves to... Wait, no.
You mean Anaheim?
No.
No, not Anaheim.
No, not...
Full Sail.
I mean Pretty Boy Swag slash Typical Mistakes.
That one, whatever. No, but they're definitely
That's
going.
That's the one.
They're going, aren't they?
Because they...
Yeah,
took,
they qualified. They got
the
second place, so they didn't go
right,
through
yeah,
at the Full Sail Invitational. Dignitas got their ticket to Columbus there.
So then the third place team was, like, Joyconauts or something?
It was, but I don't even know. I feel like personally, the Full Sail Invitational was just a fail. The qualifiers, it's hard. They're not professional Dota players. They can't play Dota all the time and be on calls and travel because of international players. So it was like a Dignitas team that went through the qualifiers for Full Sail didn't even show up. It was a whole new team entirely. And then Pretty Boy Swag did really, really well there. Should have won it, in my opinion. Bleak absolutely won them game two, so I'm sad to see him go
Bleak's man.
From the scene after just coming back. Hopefully that's not true. But I think Stay Free, besides Dignitas, was the strongest team in the qualifiers going into Full Sail. It was just that PPD, Peter, had been swooped up from Dignitas, so they were playing a man down with someone they hadn't practiced with as much. So it was tough for them, I think.
Yeah, I think the Pretty Boy Swag team is... They're really, really, really good. Ravi Boraz.
Yeah, they're solid. Ravi Boraz.
I've been watching so much NEL.
He's so good.
Dude, last night he went like 14-0 on Marana. He just like made everyone look so stupid. It was hilarious. But, I don't know.
So I have a question. Now, Dignitas says, we're going to eliminate our team. And then like in the edit, they say, Monolith is staying with the organization to help form a new team. And then you leave out Demon. Why would they do that?
So here's my take on this matter, is that new team could still have in my mind that new team could still have Demon on it. The way I imagine they did this was so they could get out of MLG Columbus cleanly. They could just say, we're not going, we don't have a team, don't expect us to be there, you know, we're not going to Columbus. If you think about unsponsored teams, in my mind, like 4FC, who are just always good and super stable, and like Stay Free are the two teams that I would look at if I wanted to sponsor a team.
Mm-hmm.
Or Pretty Boy Swag, actually.
And Pretty Boy Swag.
That team is ridiculously good.
I think if we're talking strictly NA, I think Pretty Boy Swag would probably be the top of my chart. If we were talking branching out a little bit more, I might be inclined to pick 4FC over them just because they've competed in some bigger tournaments and done very well.
I don't know. That's kind of where I'm at about this.
I mean, I would not be upset to see Stay Free plus whomever be the ones to get the invite. I think that would be okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it might take them a really long time to put this together. I know at least at last check, Complexity was kind of still rooting around for a team as well. I have no idea if that's still a thing. But I know Chappie was sort of looking for players still. But I don't know. It's kind of a crazy situation. NA Dota, man. This is kind of what happens. I imagine next year this kind of thing is not going to be as common. You know, with the advent of the new MLG League, there's a lot more prize money rolling around in the NA scene. You know, lack of prize money, there's no glue to keep these teams together.
I think it's kind of funny that, you know, for the longest time, we, especially us on the show, were, you know, talking about the shakeups in the European scene, and especially the shakeups in the Chinese scene. And then North America was just like, all right, that shit's over. Time for us to take over for a couple months.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Everything has changed.
Well, we're actually going. Our next topic is MLG, so let's talk about it.
Transition right into it, I guess.
The prize pool is now up to $156,490.
Wait, what?
No,
$105,000.
Sorry. Matt,
Jesus.
$106,490. Sorry. I added, what happened was in our notes we had an old number, so I went in the actual, you know, game here and took the new number, which is about 1,000 more since the notes were done earlier.
Yeah, it changes real quick.
Yeah. So, we're talking about who do we think is going to take the spot. Sigma.int might be coming in because fucking Mav was tweeting to MLG and MLG said, hey, Adam said, hey, give me your Skype. Let's talk a minute. So that's kind of a rumor that's going around, which Sigma's fucking mad. Shostaka, Fada, Miggle, and Pats.
That was a real, real interesting way to say Sokshka's name.
You know, that name is impossible.
I always imagine, want to say Xbox, too.
I can imagine this being a thing.
That ain't that hard.
I thought it was Sokshka.
It's better than Shostaka. All right,
whatever.
I think when people
whatever, Mr. Game, English major, go back to your goddamn papers.
Listen,
okay?
It's better than stunning a boar. We'll just say that.
Oh wow!
Oh
wow, that's goddamn brutal.
I think one of the prerequisites to becoming a pro gamer is to try to make a name that makes no fucking sense and it's hard to pronounce. I think that's one of the key things you got to do.
Yeah, I'd say that's fair.
Well, so, I don't know. I think this team could come, at least logistically wise. They're from, what, Denmark, Germany, and France, all of which you have very, like, no problems with visas to the U.S. You can just come right in. So I guess there is a way that these players could come. I don't actually remember where Bone 7 is from, where he couldn't get a visa, but I think he's
isn't Bone 7... nope, never mind. I was going to say Swedish, but I'm pretty sure that's wrong.
That's wrong. That's not right. Whatever, he's from a country where obviously he couldn't get a visa, but I'm pretty sure all these players can get a pretty easy pass into the U.S. Although it's really fucking random. Like, it's really...
Bone 7's Romanian.
Okay, that's why. Yeah, that's
okay.
Much more difficult. I mean, this team is just... It would literally be just an invite out of nowhere. I'd rather have a team like Stay Free. Like, I'm not sure this team is much better than Stay Free. Oh, fuck, I just screwed up the whole document. I mean, they're better, but, like, I don't know if they're way better. Like, imagine Stay Free with Demon. That's a pretty competitive team.
It's tough to tell because we've only seen Stay Free at a, you know, noticeably competitive level for, I mean, at least in the public eye for a little bit of time, whereas at least all of these players individually have been playing at a professional level for, I mean, some time in this Quantic slash Flipside slash Mouse concoction
slash
has been
no
around
one
for
to
a
pay
couple
us
months
enough
now.
Money.
Yeah, has been around for a little while now, so I don't know. I could see them coming, but I agree with you that I'd probably rather see Stay Free get the invite.
Yeah.
Me too. They're my new favorite team. And if Demon joins them, they're going to be doubly my new favorite team.
You got a Demon fan? Are you a Demon fan?
No, I actually was not. I would have told people to not be Demon fans until the other... I started casting NEL recently, obviously got to watch him firsthand and cast him. And he just really stood out as being such a good player individually and just... Yeah. I mean, yeah, he does stupid things, but it's so fun to watch.
He's a very exciting player.
And then after the Take 5 situation, he joined me on a cast one time, and he didn't talk because he said he was too emo. But he said, his words. But he said I was an amazing caster, so now he's my new favorite player.
Fair enough.
And that is how you get ahead in NA Dota, ladies and gentlemen.
Sorry if that was obscenely loud on anyone else's side.
Not really.
Yeah, you're really fucking obnoxious.
I know. And I've been casting... I think the first Dota game I ever cast was Corey and his team Faded. So I've been casting Corey for a long time, and he's on Stay Free and a great carry.
Isn't
so
that kid like...
fun for me to watch
like isn't that kid like 16?
He's... I want to say 18, but yeah, he's pretty young.
Jesus.
Whippersnappers.
He's real good, too.
All right, well, yeah, like I said earlier, I'm going to MLG Columbus. I guess at this point it's safe to say I'm doing coverage for GhostGamers.net. I'll be doing interviews for them and things of that nature, so you can see those on their website, and then I'll also be uploading some stuff to my personal YouTube. Got some really good equipment for the event, so the interview should be really top quality. I'm pretty excited.
If you ever want to see What Is Hip in HD...
Yeah, you're going to have an opportunity.
I'm sorry, but it's going to happen.
Yeah, so that should be fun, though. I'm really looking forward to the event. It's going to be awesome.
Pinoy Dota is absolutely the best Dota. Now, Mason, why don't you handle this? Because I caught the video of...
Dude, that video
winner.
So
I got the video of winner getting kissed, but that's about as far as I got on it. So do you know more about this than I do? Because if you do, you should take this.
This could possibly have been the best thing that I've watched since TI3, and may quite possibly supersede it. I don't remember what the acronym stands for offhand, but the GMPGL. This might be the most entertaining LAN event that I have ever seen in my life, and it's not even because of the Dota.
I'm gonna watch the video like as you talk, so it's almost like a reaction video of Two Girls One Cup, except with Dota.
God damn it.
Oh my god. Okay. So anyway, the team intros they had were absolutely hilarious. Just production value all over the place. There is a really entertaining team intro for, I'm pretty sure it was Mineski.
These fuckers are so out of sight, they're orbiting the globe. Holy shit. Sorry, go ahead.
It's... What the fuck?
they're orbiting... The
intros are above Earth, they're like floating in space, that's why.
It's really amazing. And like, even just outside of the Dota, I mean, they had the Dota Macho Man look contest, which... was arguably just the best thing I've ever seen. It was Winter, Gods, and two other guys who I was not familiar with. And they had to give their best Macho Man look to a girl standing on the other side of the stage.
Ooh, yeah.
And Winter did this nice thing.
I think I got wet when Winter did his.
I don't know, man. God's stare was smoldering.
Oh man. I fucked the shit.
I mean,
as
I'm pretty sure his name's Ernie or Ennie or one of those. As he said, when God's looked at that girl, I peed a little bit.
I want when we go live streaming, I want God's on air to reenact that stare.
I think we'll just have to end. I just think we'll have to end it there. Like, I don't think we can do better than that look from Gods.
It'll just be his that look with like the Chatwheel logo atop of it.
That's the whole show,
and that's the show. We will keep that running for an hour straight.
I watched that shit for 45 minutes. I can't believe it.
I mean, I would.
This is really funny. Kidding me? I don't know. I'm happy that tournaments are like there's other LAN tournaments that are doing good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was really entertaining. The things that I saw. The tournament itself, like, gameplay is, like, always fun. Panoi Dota is always fun. I think Mineski ended up winning, right?
They did win.
Mineski won.
And they donated all of their prize winnings to the charity foundation for the tsunami that just hit. And I thought that was pretty cool of them.
Yeah. So that's pretty awesome. I mean, it was a fun tournament. If you guys want to watch some entertaining videos and you haven't seen it, definitely go check out that Macho Man video. It's very goddamn funny.
Absolutely check it out.
Very funny.
Helium, did you happen to see the Crystal Maiden IX Mike player set?
No, I did not.
It's on the show notes. I want you to look at it while we're sitting here because I feel like it needs to be experienced live by you.
That's a good one right there. I don't know if sets get better than this.
Oh my god.
I don't know if it does get better.
Is Hood's a mustache?
Is Staff's a mustache?
Is Staff's a mustache?
Oh, wow, it's on so many levels. I just noticed the face and the portrait quickly, but it really is. It just keeps going everywhere.
The armbands are mustaches.
It is mustache-ception.
I can't see, like, the cloak. Hold on. Oh, is there, like, a cloak, perhaps?
The cloak? The cloak? The bottom of the cloak is a mustache.
Oh, my God, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
This is an amazing set. God damn, if this set doesn't make it in the game, I'm never going to fucking play Dota again.
Oh, I'm about to upset you then, because I think funny as this is, I really don't want this added.
It's great.
I don't know. I think the icy mustache staff is pretty awesome.
It's not like brutally against the flavor or anything.
Yeah, I guess it's not.
Dude, there was a fucking cowboy hat for Ursa at one point in this game,
and I took it out.
Whatever.
You could have like a custom animation of like the actual staff, where it's like shaking, like he's laughing, maybe. Or, you know, smiling upwards. I don't know. There's plenty of shit.
You're stuck in it as you run around on the map.
Oh, my God.
That's gonna be the worst thing I've ever
heard. Ooh, a healing spell.
It's just leftovers for later, right?
Like, it doesn't even... Like, if you didn't say it was a mustache, you'd be like, oh, that kind of looks like a mustache.
It's yeah,
only because it's called... If they change the name... I think if they change the name... If they change the name and call it the IX Mike set... I think it would be. Like,
I don't know.
This has to be in the fucking game. It's so good.
I kind of like just the blatant hair of the crystal mustache set. Like,
like the set does look very nice. Like everything else considered, it looks kind of. I mean, it's nice. But which also is covered in mustaches.
I think the quote from IX Mike really makes it. Just, can you give Crystal Maiden a mustache? IX Mike.
Yes. Yes. The obvious answer is yes. Now, there's other sets. The Beaver Capitan set for Sunset.
Oh my god, I love it so much.
It doesn't remind me of anything but a beaver, but all right.
I love it.
Burning's Animage, which is Burning's Animage, was like a pull from like Illidan, It has to be in game. It's so good looking. I love that set. And then Kirky's Dark Rubik set, which is
that kind thing of, looks so awesome.
It's plain, but in a good way. And so we've got four different sets right now we're talking about. And at first I was like, it started getting old, because what happened was to me was you'd see it like Kirky's set. And it's like, well, what exactly do you do with it? And there were other sets that were kind of just, I don't know, how do you guys feel about it? I mean, I like it in terms of giving money to players, but how do you guys feel about these sets?
I mean, do we know that's what's going to happen?
Not you, Mason. I don't want to talk about you.
No, yeah. No, if you look at the... So here's my understanding, and here's the way it works. If your name's on the Created By tab, you get paid.
Yeah. They take a part of it.
So they'll just put the player names on the Created tab.
Yeah.
I like it. I mean, think of Anti-Mage in Dota 1. He was named after... Some Dota 1 players were named after... Or sorry, Dota 1 heroes were named after the players. You could randomly get it. It would be named after them.
They should rename him the Burning when the set is equipped.
Yeah, so I think just to keep everything the same, all the names the same across the board, I think player sets or player hats is probably the best way to do that, as long as they're tasteful. I don't want this taking away from artists who are aspiring and working here making hats to be able to have their artwork harder to get into the store because big organizations like Titan now or like Na'Vi are making sets that are subpar quality, but just because there's a name, they could get it into the store. So
does that kind of push you off too?
Yeah, I don't want big companies to make sets that aren't good. Like, it shouldn't just be a popularity contest. It should be a quality contest.
I would definitely agree with that.
Yeah, no, I agree. I love this Kunkka set so much.
But these are good. Like, Burning set is sick, and he deserves it.
It's really awesome.
Hiroki's is, that's badass. It's the most badass set I've seen.
I have to say that out of all of them, I think Kuroki's is the one that could probably make it in. I mean, they could all make it in on, like, their own, merit.
I think
this one has the best chance. I think they will, but I think Kuroki's Rubik set is really fucking cool.
Well, like I mentioned earlier, if you look at the Reddit post for Sing Sing's Capitan thing, Bronto Thunder, who's the guy who created it, said basically in a post saying, basically, there's a reason for these are coming. You're going to find out soon with a parenthesis TM. So I think it's one of those things where it's going to be a new part of the tournament tab in the store to buy these kind of things to help support your players.
Yeah, I think it's
cool. I think they're all going to get in there. I think there's no way, shape, or form they're not getting in there. I think it's part of a conscious effort to kind of give money to players, which is valid.
But Mike doesn't even play anymore.
Yeah, but he still does a lot of...
He's still special.
He's great in the NA community, but...
He forever lives on in our hearts.
Yeah, I think it's...
in our mustaches.
It's just the way... Okay, so... This weekend, I started, like, the very pipe dream idea of making an application, like a mobile application for the Dota Pro scene, with basically the intent of turning viewers into fans. And I think this is, like, another way that you can kind of help do that. You know, if someone, like, looks at the store and they're like, oh, cool, this set's by this guy Kuroki on Na'Vi. Maybe, like, they've, like, maybe vaguely heard of Na'Vi, but they didn't really watch tournament play that much. But they buy that set, and then they're going to go watch Na'Vi games. They're going to be a Na'Vi fan. You know, I think fans... Like, there are definitely still in Dota viewers who are, like, watch Dota for Dota, and then, you know, people that are, like, hardcore fans that love teams. And I think the more fans you get, the better. So things like this only help that sort of thing.
And it's residuals, too. They're going to get money from this for years.
Yeah, of course.
Just like a TV series goes into syndication.
That's not even... I'm not even considering, like, the money thing. Of course, that's great.
I am.
Yeah, I think it's another way... Well, I mean, I think it's one of the things that, like... you buy your pennants for your favorite team, and it's like you get to show them off when they play. You know, like you get to be one of the numbers on the ticker. And I think this is just sort of another way, like Greg said, to increase the fandom. And I'm all for that. I think it's totally cool.
Well, when you buy the pennant, though, you're buying it for the organization. It's like my Mouse Sports, pennant. That doesn't help Sing Sing anymore.
I mean, half those teams don't even exist anymore.
Yeah, I mean, my sweet Dignitas. Pennant, check it out.
I think it's, and I like the idea. I like being able to say, like, this is one of my favorite players, and like here is his like most notorious hero, and you know, I get to show my support of that in a way that, like, everybody can see, because you can't really see the pendants for the themes that you buy, like, unless you go into somebody's profile and, like, they have it as one of their featured items or something like that. Like, this is a way that you can say, like, fuck yeah, I love Sing Sing, and everybody's going to know it.
Not one penis on it, though. It pisses me off.
I mean, the back of the tabard can kind of look like a penis. I'm sure there's a penis hidden somewhere.
Yeah. On the inside sleeve, I'm sure there's a penis.
Custom animation instead of a whale, all right, coming out. Big penis.
Did you guys hear that? I'm pretty sure, I think it was in Dream League, that Sing Sing was banned from drawing on the minimap because he kept drawing penises.
No, it was the Nexon League Super Match.
Wait, it was the Nexon?
Yeah.
Because he kept drawing penises on the minimap.
And in Korean, artist, they kept saying it. Like, oh, he's such an artist. Sing Sing's an artist, but the viewers couldn't see it. And then the next day, they were like, can you actually not do that anymore?
God damn it. Oh, Sing Sing.
A crazy kid.
And that's what the minimap is for. Like, why else would they have put that feature into the game? I don't understand.
There is no other acceptable use of drawing on the minimap.
Boss one.
G-League. Except for, like team artistry.
Yeah, that's fun. That's a good
team building activity.
Activity, there you go, that you can do.
Navi drew a real nice picture earlier when they were waiting for EG to reconnect. There was a sun and an ocean. There was like a tree. It was a nice team group effort. It was nice.
I saw one of Vegeta. That was pretty good from Dragon Ball Z, done by program.
Done by what?
I think it's a program you can use that will actually draw on the minimap, because it's a full fledged.
Oh, okay.
Like Vegeta, like him in Super Saiyan mode. And there's no way you can draw that in, like, 0.1 seconds or whatever. So it was an actual app that I guess they used to draw it on there.
Jesus Christ. There's just apps for everything, I guess.
I need that.
That is awesome.
I get that. I will say it was very polite of Navi to... So if you guys did not watch any tournaments today, EG had internet issues. There's a lot of speculation they got DDoSed. And EG actually said... Nope, we do not want to play, or not EG. Navi said, nope, we don't want to play or get the forfeit win. We want to replay this match or this game tomorrow for the G2L. So just game 3 is getting replayed instead of taking a forfeit win. Very polite, definitely not something a team has to do, but, you know, that's very nice of them.
Plus one to Navi.
I love Navi.
Yeah, well, they learned from the recent scheduling conflict between Alliance and what was the other team?
Yeah,
just got a little out of hand. So,
yeah, we've only talked about that, but
never go full bulldog.
Whatever. Yeah.
That should have been on the show notes. That was pretty big.
Well, let's talk about it now.
Let's talk about it right now.
What the hell
let's
is
talk
wrong
about
with
how
you?
You should never go full bulldog?
Yeah, never bulldog, go full bulldog.
Bulldog basically said, "What a bunch of dicks!" Because shit went south on it.
So, okay, for those of you who may have, like, possibly missed this news, Alliance had a scheduling conflict, and I'm sorry, I'm not going to remember the team, but they said...
We should. Why do I not remember the team?
Go find it for us. You got the Cilium. So, there was a scheduling conflict because of, I think it was their G League qualifiers got in the way of something else. And so they said, okay, like, we want to reschedule this. And, oh, it was Mouse. It was Mouse, because, yeah, that's right. So Mouse was like, okay, well, let's look for a time to reschedule this. And, you know, they tried and they tried and they tried. And the only date that worked for both teams was a day when Alliance would have been missing EGM and Mouse would have been missing Cinderin. And Alliance was like, well, that's fair. We're both missing a player. And Mouse was like, well, no, we don't want to play without our captain and drafter. And then... You know, Bulldog came out on Twitter and said, like, you know, what a bunch of fuckers, like, not willing to do this, you know, for us. You know, not willing to play without their captain, or, like, not willing to, like, make their host schedules around us so that we can play this game. And that obviously had a little bit of backlash.
A little bit?
I mean, yeah, that's the news part of it.
No, it was fucking Mad that was talking about that.
Yeah, I think it was fucking Mad that would be mentioned.
So was it Sigma then and not Mouse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fucking Mad. Yeah.
Same point stands though. Fucking Mad.
We don't want to be rumor mongers, okay?
I apologize.
And he did it twice. What the fuck? No.
It's not his fault. The original tweets got deleted for Admiral Bulldog saying he overreacted and was an apology. I think the most important point to take away from things like this is that esports is growing and you're no longer, you know, in a basement by yourself. You're on the internet and you're watched by millions and you need to be professional when you're tweeting to Bulldog has 27,000 followers and then not to mention Reddit and other news agencies that are going to report on what he says.
The first thing I can tell anyone, all right, out of my years of experience as an old man, when you are pissed off, mad, upset, angry, sad, do not go on social media and type how you feel. Nothing good has ever come to it. No one has ever been on like Facebook and had a fight with their wife and went, man, my wife's such a bitch, and she follows him. And ended well, okay? That's why people have.
Are we speaking from personal experience?
No, I learned that a long time ago. But PR people are there for a reason, to stop the people they represent from making asses themselves or putting themselves in negative light or causing issues for themselves. That's what their job is, basically, and then spin it in a way that makes it better. So my one recommendation to everyone listening is, if you are in a bad mood, turn off the Twitter, turn off Facebook, walk away until you're in a better mood.
Hey, if you only got like 30 followers, you can flame all you want. But if you're Admiral Bulldog,
if you only have 30 followers, actually flame all you want, because that's how you get discovered.
I will sum this up in one statement. Never post on Twitter anything offensive when you get fucking mad.
You guys can't see it, but he put shades on webcam. I want to turn them into contact lenses.
I'm impressed.
I had them next to me, and I felt, well, I couldn't give up the opportunity.
I get it. It's fine. God help me. G League qualifiers. Fnatic and Speed Gaming are headed to China for December for G League.
Where the Alliance fuck is Fnatic not going. From? Can we say that Alliance is not going to China? Dude, Alliance
like, been there, done that.
Dude, I mean, I don't want to say they've been in the slump, but they've been losing a lot.
It's 6.79 completely changed the way they play the game.
Yeah, well, yeah. I think 6.79 was geared around teams that are not Alliance. Like, the way Alliance played the game was perfect for 6.78. 6.79, it's like, no, that doesn't really work anymore. But, I mean, they're still adjusting well. Like, they're still winning. But
they're not bad by any means.
But they're losing, which, like, just didn't happen before.
Ice Frog's like, so you won TI3. Congratulations. I'm about to bone you for a couple months. Here you go. 6.79.
And so Fnatic has come. I mean, I don't want to say that Fnatic's come out of the woodwork, because they've always been an incredibly strong team, but they've been they're a very hot and cold team when it comes to performance, but they've been fucking on fire these past few weeks.
They've had some very, very impressive performances.
I feel like, just like we talked about Alliance, 6.79 hurt their playstyle. Yeah. I feel like 6.79 really, really helped Fnatic's playstyle.
Yep, mm-hmm. I agree.
Rock's Kiss has been doing really good, too.
Although,
Resolution?
Yeah, we can mention it quickly, I guess. Resolution has left, and Scandal has... Or no, Resolution joined, Rock's Kiss and Scandal left. I would get all the...
No, Resolution left Rock's Kiss.
And Scandal joined, right.
I didn't hear that part.
Oh, no. Resolution joined the team or something?
Didn't someone say something about Solo?
Solo got kicked off a while ago.
I know.
Hold on.
No, Resolution was on Rock's Kiss, so did he get kicked off, joined Empire, and then Rock's Kiss picked up Scandal?
Because
if that's what happened, I'm going to be real happy.
It's something along those lines. Give me like half a second.
Because that would mean that...
What players are we looking at? Revolution went from no team to Rock's Kiss on October 25th, and he left Rock's Kiss just now?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Alright, well, it's not on the latest transfers yet for
Wiki. Here we go.
Team Liquid Diamond.
All right. Resolution joined Empire.
That was quick.
So does that mean that Scandal got kicked then? Yeah, Scandal left. Empire.
Yes.
Has Scandal officially gone to... Yeah,
no.
Okay.
No, Scandal is not...
But he's going to. But he's going to.
Probably.
He has to. Which means that Blow Your Brain, Scandal, and Go Black are all back on the same team.
Man, Mason is moist right now.
All All I want.
That's his
in
O
life,
face. Look at that's his O face.
All I want in life is for Old Empire to get the band back together. That's,
they were quite
that's
good.
All I want. They were
before
so
they got
good
by Na'Vi.
Like, fuck, man. Goldblack, Blow Your Brain, Scandal, Silent, and Funic were such a fucking good team. It's... Ugh. It hurt me so bad to see that team die.
He was so depressed
anybody,
that day.
Anybody who's listened to this podcast before, when any news of like the CIS scene comes up, knows that I'm always rooting in my heart for Empire to get back together. But I'm happy about this because I think Goldblack is an incredible drafter. On Reddit, you know, he's the mad scientist, and I think that's a pretty fair way to say it. And I think he's got to find the players that are willing to let him do that crazy shit. And I think that Blow Your Brain is one of them. They're comfortable together. They played together for a while. And Blow Your Brain is okay in saying, like, you know what? I'll hard carry. I'll do my thing. And you can tell the rest of the team to do whatever crazy shit you want to do. So I think this bodes well. I think this bodes very well.
Yeah, and I just got confirmation.
And they beat Alliance.
I just got just confirmation today for our earlier thing that EG absolutely did get DDoS today. However, the person that was intended on getting DDoS was the Muslim who merely resides in the EG house, so they were collateral damage.
Wow.
Wow, what was the Muslim playing in? Because the WCS thing just finished up.
You know, I don't know, but...
If he was even there, I don't follow StarCraft 2 anymore, mate. Rest in peace.
I thought things got really bad all of a sudden because I don't follow StarCraft 2, and I'm like, the Muslim.
Well, yeah, I heard that the same way.
This is a weird like, joke. Shit. We're going to some dangerous territory.
Oh, no, he's a Terran player.
I think he was favorites. Just streaming, and they just DDoSed him.
That's a really so ballsy weird. Name as well, actually, now I think about it. Is he, like, Asian or anything? Or is he actually Muslim?
No, he's from England.
Yeah, I was saying he's from Great Britain.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's ballsy as fuck, but God bless him.
All right, so, well, yeah, that's that. Yeah.
The DDoS continues. It's back.
Seriously, get a fucking teams. God damn it. There are any team managers who listen to the show that are not already smart enough to get proxies for their goddamn players? Can you buy some goddamn proxies for your players so they don't get DDoSed?
I call it DDo shit because it makes perfect sense to me.
So annoying.
So, well, the final thing on our docket is basically just as a personal thing because he's a friend of, I wouldn't say of a show because he hasn't been on the show, but. He's a friend of, you know, whatiship.tv because he was on our former amateur tournaments. Cyborg Matt joined On Gamer as a senior editor.
And On Gamers in general did just start.
It exists now.
Yeah,
it exists.
It's in beta.
It's in beta. And the other person who was on this site that we also happen to mention a lot is Spitwad.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll also be providing some information to that site. I don't think he's actually going to be writing. I think he's more of just the inside man. But they've already have a shitload of stuff on that site.
And, yeah, it's really incredible how fast they've put stuff up.
Very, very, very good.
You know what annoyed me about that, though, was on the Reddit post for him, there was some people saying about Cyborg Matt, who the fuck is he? He's just this guy who did patches, and now he's got a senior editor position. What the fuck is that? Which to me, I actually said, which was in like a child thing that had less votes that could be like it was already blocked off of Reddit. There was too many downvotes, but I responded.
So
it
was safe for you.
It was safe for me. No one could see it. I was like, well, you really don't know what he did in his past. You know him as a guy that does patch notes, but what do you know about him in the past? You need to let him explain this before you say anything. Like
he
could have been
an editor.
Yeah. But this guy's like, oh, he just dissects patches. What the fuck? He has no reason to be doing this. But you don't even know the guy. This is not just a patch analysis dude. It's a human being with a whole lot of different skills that you may not know about.
I mean, also, being an editor for a site like this, you do not have to be the world's best writer. Like, being a good writer is important.
Mason could even do it.
Wow.
Fuck. Fuck you, man. I can't even fucking count how many... All right, I've made on our goddamn site.
Okay,
all the time.
All right. Anyway,
but I never said it was an English.
What
major.
I was gonna say is
because you're illiterate and Greg's retarded.
There's the angry.
I'm
editor.
Special. All
right. So anyway, yes. What I was gonna say is, I mean, more important is just, you know, the connections you have and
you know, if you can get news faster than everyone else. I mean, you look at the people that are on this website, Slasher, Cody Connors, who is the old manager from EG, Evoli, Bitwad. Like, these are all people that know things before the general public know things. And, you know, I would expect that this site is going to break a lot of news that are going to get before, you know. Yep. And this is where we got the OD statement from. They're very, very, very aggressive from, on, like, you know, what they release. And it's not in a bad way. Not aggressive as in, like, attacking people. Aggressive with how they release things. Because
when they get their hands on something, they'll put it up.
Yeah, they put it up. Which is, you know, that pissed off a lot of people in StarCraft. Slasher pissed off a lot of people in StarCraft. Because he released, like, you know, for instance, that, you know, Jadong was joining EG. Which is, like, he fucking broke the world when he released that news. So.
Mm-hmm.
And it's backed by CBS Interactive,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Which correct. Is, I believe, they also do the Dota Insight podcast, our arch nemesis.
What?
As of 3 seconds ago.
CBS Interactive does not do...
I remember seeing something about it. Now, I might be talking out of my ass. So.
Absolutely no.
That seems like that would have been a huge deal in the Dota community. If CBS
I remember there was something,
something.
It was something about Dota Insight.
Nope.
That's maybe wrong. I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
Well, it is now. Let's start a rumor.
That there are arch nemesis or that there
I thought we just said earlier we don't start rumors here.
No. We start rumors.
Oh, we start rumors.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah. No, all day.
We've been cited for rumors. Yeah. We've been cited for rumors, and that's how we know we've made it.
No.
But congrats to Cyborg Matt. You know?
Yeah, but congrats to all the people on that
site. Congratulations.
I'm expecting some really good coverage out of them, and you know, it's probably going to be my go-to site now for esports stuff, honestly.
We're going to try to drag him on sometime.
Yeah. On Gamers confirmed yet, but... as Valve Blizzard Riot 2.0.
Yeah. So, all right, well.
Well, I think we're at the end of the show. Helium, do you have anyone you want to give a shout-out to?
Shout-out to the guys over at NeoDota who, you know, saw me casting away and decided to put me on their team. Also, shout-out to the guys over at SIVO as well. Getting me involved, letting me make decisions and the way to shape Dota 2 for SIVO. And to anyone who's watched me, tuned in, followed me on Twitch, or followed NeoDota, or play SIVO because of me, shout out to you guys. And you can follow me on Twitter, at HeliumBrella. I'd love to have followers. So,
you really got
to
work on that.
Yeah, whatever. It's not that hard. Helium,
short,
Umbrella.
Just shorten it to Helium.
Helium Dota.
Do they have to be unique on Twitter, or can I just make it at Helium? I would assume uniqueness is a big deal. Unique.
I would say Helium Dota would be pretty good.
And you didn't want to have a Dota or a TV in my name, but I guess I will have to. Why
Helium
not?
Dota.tv.
Perfect.
And you can send any
put a hashtag at the beginning, actually.
Hashtag Neo Helium Dota.
I feel like if you put a hashtag in your name for Twitter, you'll cause Twitter explode.
You'd probably just have to write hashtag out.
I don't think you can cross the streams.
Never cross the streams.
Mason.
Yeah, but that's all I got.
Yeah, anyway, Helium Umbrella. Helium Umbrella, that's the Twitter.
Mason, where can more of the people who are unfortunately following you find more about you?
You are just bitter because I am still winning the Twitter follower war.
I am, and I'm upset about that. People haven't come to my defense. Haven't come
no
to my
one will.
Aid.
No one will. Shout out to Cyberpower PC for making all this possible. Another big thanks to Helium for coming on, and also congratulations on the casting that you've done so far. I've listened to you quite a few times, and I really enjoy it, so I wish you the best of luck in continuing what you're doing. Shout out to, as always, everybody that listens to us weekly and all the new viewers that we get. We've been growing, and we're really happy about that. So tell your friends, tell everybody. We like to talk to people. Yeah. And you guys can find more about me at whatiship.tv or on Twitter at WehDota, WehDota.
You can find me at Twitter at whatiship.tv.
Whatever.
And what was that?
Whatever.
Sorry, I can't hear you over my awesomeness.
I'm the sound of my followers.
You can see me cast over at NeoDota. Been casting there a lot recently, at least 2 days a week, more often 3 or 4. Been enjoying it. It's been a lot of fun. And, you know, I did not have very many opportunities to cast just because my, my work schedule is pretty unforgiving, but, you know, this is sort of whatever time slot works for you, because there's always games going on in the NEL and EEL. That's the nice thing. So
they don't stop.
Yeah, they don't stop, really. And it's been a lot of fun.
They really don't.
So I got to cast the finals with Mott. That was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Good job on that, by the way.
And you guys can...
Pat a reluctant well done.
We have our sincere moment once every show.
But you guys can look forward. Well, I guess there'll be another show before then. But you can still look forward to me at MLG Columbus. Almost certainly for GhostGamers.net. But if not, I'm still going to be there spooning Mott.
It's true.
And there'll be good interviews and things like that. So if you guys have any questions or specific people you want to interview, or especially if you have any specific people you want to see on the show next week, because I am really bad at figuring out who's going to come on the show and asking people in advance, please tweet at me at WhatIsHipTV, so Darith and Mason don't kill me. And thanks for CyberPower PC, as always.
Yeah, and remember, guys, if you're listening to the show, feel free to go to the Reddit post. Give us feedback. If you want to talk about one of the topics we're actually talking about, feel free. We read it constantly because we try to feed our egos all the time. You can follow me at Darith. Don't follow Mason, though, because I need
he's
to be
not even trying with me anymore. It's cute. I crossed the 800 followers threshold last week.
No.
Thank you, guys. That was actually awesome. I'm hoping that at the end of Columbus, I'll be at 1,000. And if that happens, I will be beside myself.
Greg doesn't even send out like a tweet saying, hey, remember to follow at WayDota and at Darian.
Shit.
You're just like, fuck them.
It's all about
if you guys are possibly interested in a Dota Pro Scene application, there's a screenshot up on my Twitter. That's probably actually going to be a thing. Just depends how long it takes. And if you're interested in getting involved on that, feel free to shoot me an email or a tweet. Also, and, pictures of my dog.
I thought that was going to go to some other D word, but...
No. Oh, my God.
The dog and the pewter figurine.
We all live in the pewter figurine.
Pewter figurine.
All right. Oh.
So that's the show for this week. As I said, any comments, leave it on the Reddit post, and we'll see you next week. Take care, everybody.